If you've been following me on Twitter, then you understand that there has been, over the last few days, some back and forth with Hurricanes fans over recent moves or potential, really more potential moves than anything else. And we'll get to those discrepancies, those disagreements in time. But I think one thing that everybody will be in full agreement on is that the Carolina Hurricanes' second move, the addition of forward Michael Bunting, seems to check every single box. And I am excited, and why not jump right back into it with Michael Bunting here on the Adam Gold Show. Sir, first of all, happy Canada Day to you. I'm a few days late to that, but I couldn't have wished you a happy July 4th either. So how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. And happy July 4th as well. I hope you had a good celebration.
You know what? My dogs are not no fans of fireworks, so we were pretty chill at the house, and that's all good. Let me ask you this right off the bat: why did you choose Carolina, Michael?
I think it was pretty simple. You know, when they came to me when free agency opened, it was a place that I was excited to be with, just obviously because, you know, they've been so close the last few years to get into the Stanley Cup final, and it was kind of a win now mentality, and that's something I want to do. I want to win in this league. I want to chase the Stanley Cup, and it kind of just seemed like a no-brainer with Carolina.
Who was the first person to reach out to you as the deal was close to happening? Did somebody kind of tip the scales in the Hurricanes' favor?
Rod reached out. And he kind of just explained what it's like to be a Carolina Hurricane and kind of their mentality and what he thought I could bring to the table. And I saw the kind of the same thing that he saw, and it excited me. And obviously him reaching out meant a lot, and that definitely went a long way.
Michael Bunting is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, brand new Hurricane. Have you spoken to any players, about – what to expect? I mean, the head coach is obviously intimidating in and of himself. Have you spoken to any players about what to expect?
Not what to expect, but to be honest, almost half the team has reached out and welcomed me, and that just kind of shows the character of the room of, welcoming new players, new guys to the organization. So makes you feel a little bit more comfortable coming in to a new spot when you may not know many people. So obviously That was nice that they were very welcoming.
Did any of the Finns? I don't know. Did Finns text from Finland when they go over there? I don't even know.
Yeah, Aho, he reached out, so he reached out and welcomed me to the team as well.
Michael Bunting is with us here on the Adam Gold Show. First of all, do you see yourself, your style, as an easy fit with the way this team plays?
Yeah, I think anytime we played Carolina, that's one thing I noticed is that they're a hard team to play against. They're fast, skilled, and they make it difficult for opposing teams. So that's something I want to bring as well. I feel like that's my game, is play fast, play on the edge a little bit, and bring a little bit of scoring touch to the team. So that's what I kind of plan on doing and not changing my game, because I was successful doing that in Toronto.
Yeah, I want to ask you about your last couple of years with the Maple Leafs, but I'm curious about this because you mentioned Carolina being a hard team to play against. Who are you happy to no longer have to play against?
I'd probably say Burns. me and him kind of got into it a little bit last year, and he was a big boy, and I kept going at him, but didn't really affect him. So not having to play against him, obviously he's a right-handed shot and defenseman, so I'm a left winger, so I go against that pairing every time, so I won't miss that.
Well, good answer. Brent, here's the other thing about it, and I'm glad that a bunch of guys reached out to you, and I don't really have any way to gauge it other than my own experience covering this team, is that it really is a bunch of really good dudes in that locker room that are very welcoming, and everybody who has come here, even for a short period of time, has said the same thing. So I guess all of that already is going well. So what clicked for you for the 2 years you spent with the Maple Leafs? Because obviously, is it just opportunity, or did something just click in your game?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. I kind of went into Toronto. I had a relationship with Sheldon Keefe and Kyle Dubas prior when I was playing in junior. So they kind of did a similar thing as Rod did, reached out and told me the opportunity and see where they saw me. And so I kind of stepped in that, luckily. And it was just more of my confidence. The more and more I started playing with guys like Austin and Mitch, I gained my confidence and kind of realized that I belong and I can fit in there. So I just kept building on that each year. And then I'm looking forward to continuing that.
What is your plan for your off season training? And I mean, I know you're probably already into it. The season seems like it's been over for about a month and a half. But what is your plan for that? And when do you plan on getting to town?
Summer flies by. It feels like we're only a couple months out, and like you said, I feel like you've been out for a while now. But yeah, I'm gonna spend some time at home, spend some time with family and friends, and train in Toronto and work out where I'm from. But after that, once it's go time, I'll probably be heading down just at the end of August to get ready, move in, get familiar with the area, and meet all the guys. So I'm looking forward to that.
Who do you train with in the? Because I know a lot of guys train together. Who do you train with in the summer?
I'm moving gyms. Obviously, since I changed teams, I used to just work out at the Maple Leafs facility.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm stepping into a new gym this coming week with Matt Nichols. So I'm looking forward to that and meeting all the guys there.
All right, Michael Bunting here. Before we let you go, just a couple of things that have nothing to do with hockey. Another sport that you played growing up, another sport that you have a great interest in?
It's funny. I don't really watch it, but one sport I really enjoyed when I was growing up, I played a lot of it in high school, was volleyball. I'm a big ball, like any time, like beach volleyball or indoor volleyball, I was all over that in high school. Kind of a different sport, but I really enjoyed it. And then also tennis. I love watching tennis and playing tennis. So I would say those two.
All right, who's the GOAT? Is it Roger Federer or is it Novak Djokovic?
It's not even a question. It's Federer.
Oh, you're the – oh, gosh. Michael Bunting just became my favorite Hurricane. Gosh, I love you already.
Yeah, not even a question.
Good for you. And what do you like to do outside of hockey when you get away or in the summer now when you're not working out? What are you doing?
I like spending some time with, family and friends. I got a big family, so as much time as I can spend with them. And, I like to golf and just kind of hang out. I actually just purchased the cottage, so I got a lot of moving in with that. So that will probably take up a lot of my summer up there by the lake. So I'm looking forward to switching to that.
All right. We'll talk Federer when you get to town in a couple of months. Michael Bunting, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the gig. I know you'll fit in.
All right. Thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to getting down there.
You got it. Michael Bunting here on the Adam Gold Show. That was fun. He answered the question correctly.
He did.
Look, I don't want to get into it. I know that Djokovic has more Grand Slams. I know that Nadal has more Grand Slams as well than Federer. And
but
maybe...
Oh. You can't. You just can't.
Roger.
Yeah.
Roger. Did you see the ovation he got yesterday?
No. Was it amazing?
So... He's sitting next to Kate.
Uh-huh.
in the royal box, and like when they acknowledged his presence, it was thunderous.
An uproar, like fans in the Canes.
He is tennis.
Yeah, he is.
All right. I understand. Djokovic has more Grand Slams. We can have that debate another time.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all do.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the do at Quality Mart.